I first laid eyes on Lake Superior and the big country road around it more than a decade ago. I drowned myself in its pleasures, fishing for trout, hunting for mushrooms, and picking berries in its pine-scented air. On my frequent returns to the lake, I have been heartened to find that it remains as I first knew it, uncommonly clear. Still heavily forested and bathed in exquisite stillness, you can hear a lynx scream, follow the tracks of wolves hunting deer, or sail along rock-strewn beaches without seeing a soul. And you may even be awakened in the night, as I was, by a wild caribou.